PrintPak currently employs 151 people, about 65 of whom live in Monroe County. But Bloomington Economic Development Corporation Chairman Ron Walker says the company could pack up and leave without incentives to build in the county.
They've made it clear to us that this is a very critical component in their decision. We know they've looked at other sites. We know this is the only viable site in Monroe County.
If the abatement is passed, however, Walker says the company has the potential to expand.
They would save 151 jobs and create ample room for more job creation. And in doing so, they're asking for the county to forgive some of their taxes in the first 10 years.
Members of the public spoke both in support of and against the abatement at a Tuesday meeting, including one man who lives next door to PrintPak's current facility. Chris Foster says already the business doesn't make a good neighbor.
When the wind comes out of the east, we get a huge, terrible, burning plastic odor. It tends to make me ill, so I went down one day to ask them what they were doing to produce such an odor. The receptionist said to me that she knew about the odor, that it makes her sick. When I tried to call their corporate offices and speak to Dennis Love or Gay Love or anyone who would represent the company, I could never get past a secretary and never got a call back.
Council members say they hope to secure promises from PrintPak in the event before an abatement is granted. For WFIU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.